Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
All right, Joe. The Mets open a 9-game homestand here. There'll be a lot of excitement. They're hitting. They're pitching. They just have to worry about this bullpen. They really can't do it without Diaz. But how do you keep sending him out there if he keeps getting pounded?
Well, you hope that it just starts to click. And I know he threw a scoreless inning the other day and said he felt good and felt better about his slider. But, I mean, they've been on a tremendous roll. And if you look at what they've done in the second half, they're even with the problems with Diaz and some of the bullpen pieces, their ERA is still 3.23. And there's only one team that's been better in the second half, and that's Cleveland. So they're still getting it done on the pitching staff. They just need to continue to hit and score runs, and I think they can make a run.
Indians, in your mind, do you put them with the Yankees and the Astros in terms of having that kind of chance in the postseason?
No, I think it's the Yankees, the Astros, and the Dodgers. And Washington is interesting.
I think they're very interesting. I think they're dangerous. I just think they have a different mindset and that 1-2-3 of those starting rotation.
Yeah. Those are the teams that I would be worried about the most. And the other thing is, if the Mets get in and their rotation continues to dominate, Mats has been really good in the second half. I mean, they can run out four pretty good starters in a 7-game series. They could be dangerous.
I would agree. I mean, listen, they're a long way off. I think the thing for the Mets that's going to bother me is you're going to have to, I don't care how well you're starting pitching pitches, you're going to have to get six, sometimes three, a lot of times six, once in a while nine, big outs with a one-run lead in these games, and somebody's got to get those outs out of the bullpen.
Well, in the postseason, they could put one of their starters maybe to help in that bullpen.
Right. But how about now? Do you think you keep sending Diaz out and try, or do you just try to work around him?
I think that's how you built, and I think you have to keep trying to get it done with him.
Interesting. Cubs have struggled. What do you think of the Cubs right now?
They don't win on the road. I mean, that's the bottom line. They've won their first road series, and I don't know if you count two games in Pittsburgh and one in Williamsport road series. But
no, because the Pirates are awful.
They split the first two. They hadn't won a road series since May. And they do have more games at home, but the division is not strong, so they still have every opportunity right in front of them.
You know, the Cardinals, Milwaukee, Cubs, which one of the three would you figure is going to come out on top?
Oh, God. Well, I don't think it's going to be Milwaukee. I just think they have too many pitching issues, and I think it's a flip of the coin with the Cubs and the Cardinals. And I'm going to go with the Cubs. And I don't know if that's because I grew up a Cub fan, but I still believe that they have more talent. The interesting thing about the Cardinals is they have not hit. Goldschmidt hasn't had the year. Carpenter has not had the year that they expected. If those guys start to play up to par, the Cubs might have a hard time then.
Joe, what do you need to see in September from Stanton that makes you comfortable sitting down a hot bat and putting him in the postseason? If he's healthy, we know he's going to play. He's going to take somebody out of the lineup who's had a big year. There's going to be pressure on him. What do you need to see from him in September that makes you comfortable about doing that?
Competitive at bats. Not so much numbers, but competitive at bats to where, you know, you can run into some bad luck and not have a high average. But that there's fear every time he comes up. And if you have that and you feel that his at-bats are really competitive, you got to find a place to put him because he's a game changer.
Yeah, you know they're going to try. I mean, you know, I know, you can't, you know, it's really got to the point with Urshela. The guy's probably been the best player in baseball last month. In the last month, he's hitting .415 with 10 homers and 24 RBIs. You can't do much better than that.
No, and here's the interesting thing for the Yankees. The Yankees are have the best record in baseball. So if it was to end today, they would have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. They're 49-20. The closest team is the Dodgers. They're one game back. They're 48-16 at home.
Yep.
And then you look at Houston, they're 44-15 at home. And, you know, the Yankees have, you could say a three-game lead, but it's really a two-game lead because if they tie, Houston took the series. So the Yankees can't tie them. So to me, yeah, you got to get Stanton going, but the other thing is you still need to win games because home field advantage is so important.
You know, it's funny. It was in that Yankee-Houston series just 2 years ago enormously important. It was when Minnesota was ever in the playoffs with their dome. It was very important. But if you go back through the Yankee years when you were there, 96, 98, 99, 2000, the Yankees were really better on the road than they were at home in those days.
Yeah, and I don't know if our splits were as dramatic as the Yankees have been. I mean, they've been good. They have been good on the road, but nothing like they are at home. And you look at the top three teams, they're all like that. So to me, that is the interesting race between those three teams down the road.
Yeah, it's true. And the Yankees, you know, teams are going to be motivated, but there comes a point where rest becomes more important than that record, right? I mean, so you want to have it where you have it locked up or at least have it comfortable because you don't really want to be dwelling on that the last 10 days of the season.
Well, yeah, I think that's where you're going to see the push until about the last 10 days to a week. And then the big thing is to make sure that your guys are rested going into the postseason.
You know, and with the Yankees, they got to show you stuff with obviously starting pitchers, and they got to show you stuff with some of their injured players like Stanton, who obviously have got to play themselves back into some kind of shape.
And I think it's really important they get Sanchez locked back in, too, because he's a game-changing at bat. Because, you know, I know he had his struggles last year, but, you know, I look at their lineup. You question how many of those guys could have had that quality of a bat against Kimbrel in that last out that he had.
Oh, it was hey, I thought off the bat, I was sitting right next to the Red Sox dugout, and I thought off the bat, he hit it a mile high, but I thought it was a home run.
Yeah. So his bat is a game changer, too.
Yeah, I mean, he can make a big difference, and he did have a great at-bat that time. He really did. You know, the Dodgers, we haven't talked a lot about the Dodgers. They've had such an easy season. They have, you know, so much depth in what they do. Is there anything about the Dodgers that bothers you?
Their bullpen. The fact that they were trying the young kid out in May in their bullpen tells me that they're not 100% sure on their bullpen and where it's going. So I still think, As good as they are and as good as their record are, I think the Yankees' bullpen really outshines theirs. I think Houston's bullpen is better than theirs. And I think Houston's starters can match up against the Dodgers' starters. So if I was to put it in order, who I think the top two teams are, as much as I like the Dodgers, that bullpen scares me in the playoffs.
You know, I think the Yankee bullpen is definitely deeper, but you know what? If you take Chapman, Urshula, and Jensen, their numbers are pretty much the same. All three guys, you know, they pretty much have the same exact numbers of missed saves, everything else. They're pretty much on the same par, all three of them.
Yeah, I just think that as long as the Yankee relievers don't get tired down this last month and 6 weeks or whatever we have left. As long as they don't get tired, because they're among the league leaders in some appearances, you know, top 20 appearances or whatever. I like that bullpen the best.
If you don't have Betances, other than Chapman, who is the most important guy in your mind? Is it Ottavino more than Britton? Who's the most important other guy in that Yankee pen?
Well, I think it's Ottavino against Houston, and I think it's Britton versus the Dodgers.
Okay. Because of the lefties and the righties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kershaw, you believe that you know, his numbers, he's 12-2. Yeah. His ERA is still 2.6. I mean, the numbers for the, hasn't thrown a lot of innings, but the innings he's thrown have been really good. His whip is under one. You still believe in Kershaw being Kershaw?
I do. I don't think he's as dominant as he's been in the past. But, you know, the one thing that you look at, you know, when you look at, you know, the Dodgers, if they're in the World Series, the Yankees were built to me to beat the Boston Red Sox, to beat left-handed starters.
Which is what the Dodgers have.
Yes. And Houston is predominantly right-handed.
Yep.
So I think it's a tougher matchup.
Oh, I think the Houston's a very tough matchup for the Yankees on a lot of levels. And obviously the biggest one is Verlander can be just so nasty in those games. I mean, he really can. He can be dominant. The Yankees need Tanaka to really respond.
Yeah, I agree. Houston is built really constructed well. You know, when you look at their starters who give their innings, Gerrit Cole gives innings. You know, you can count on probably five or six from their other starters. Their bullpen should not be overtaxed when it gets to playoff time. So I think they're well constructed. I still think that in my mind, I still think the team to beat is the Yankees.
Do you still do you think Minnesota has weathered the storm in your mind?
I do. I think Cleveland's schedule is much tougher in Minnesota, and I think Cleveland will run into a little bit of a snag here. The interesting thing, too, in that wild card race, and I wouldn't count the Red Sox out.
Well, you know, the winning streak of late, they don't have Sale, though. They lose Sale for the season. Is that enough to knock them off, even though they've won five straight? They did beat the Orioles all weekend, but they are now six out.
Yeah.
They're not out of it, but they did lose Sale for the season now.
Yeah, I don't feel good about them because of their starting pitching and how beat up it is compared to what it was last year. But stranger things have happened.
They haven't quit, though, that's for sure.
No, they have not quit, and they have a pedigree of the fight. But I feel like they're undermanned in a sense when it comes to their pitching staff compared to some of these other teams. The interesting thing is that for Oakland is Cleveland has to play Tampa. And that's going to help them one way or another.
And I think Tampa has more games. I think they have more games left with the Orioles than Boston does. And that's critical because, let's be honest, the Orioles just can't get anybody out.
No, Tampa has the easiest schedule of all of them.
Yeah, that Oriole team, I mean, the other day they were winning 6-2 and they lost the game 13-6.
Yeah. I heard John Sterling say, what's the over and under that when they were up 3-0 in the first that they would hold on to win that
game? They had them 6-2 in the fifth and they lost the game and gave 13 runs.
Yeah, it's been a tough year there. It's probably been a tough first year managing for Brandon Hyde, but they're in a rebuild and it's going to take some time, and they're in a tough division to be rebuilding, but they had a really good run under Buck Showalter.
They did. And now they're obviously a hitting rock bottom. Now they have some players in the lineup. They can score some runs. They just can't get anybody out. They give up so many runs.
And at this day and age, it's so hard to develop starting pitching. It just really is, with the ball flying out and, you know, they're not, they're in a tough spot. They're going to have to really hit on their draft picks.
When you realize Detroit, Baltimore, Kansas City, and Toronto, those four teams, their records are just awful.
Yeah. Toronto scares me a little bit playing them down the stretch just because of those kids and how excited they are to be there. And offensively, they pack some punch, probably a little bit more than these other clubs. They're a little scary, you know, because these kids are trying to prove themselves. And sometimes the young kids don't get tired in the month of September, and every game – they're excited to play. So I would worry about playing them a little bit.
Oh, yeah, they do have a good lineup, no question. Again, it comes down to whether these teams can get anybody out, especially once you get into their bullpen. The underbelly of those teams' bullpens and their middle relief is just dreadful.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of developing that has to take place in those cities for them to get back to where they want to get to.
Yeah, really in a big way, especially pitching. I mean, in a big way. Do you think the Giants, who have kind of settled in, 3.5 games out, they're still .500. Do you think they had their run, or do you think they're still in it?
I think they had their run. When you look at the Giants, April, May, June, they were 13th to 15th in offensive runs scored. July, they were first. August, they're back in the bottom three again. So I think they've made their run. I was a proponent of them kind of blowing it up, and I understand why they didn't. I mean, Farhan was in the worst spot of any GM, I thought, in baseball because of the stars that he's had and what it's meant to that organization, and how do you, you know, be a game or two out of the wild card and trade these guys away. I thought he was in a terrible position, but I think they need pieces, and I don't think they're a playoff team.
Do you give the – well, we very rarely have talked about the Phillies, and they're sitting there right with the Mets at 64-60. What's your thoughts on them?
I don't think they have the pitching to compete with these other clubs as we move forward, and some of these starters are going to get fatigued, and their bullpen is in shambles with all the pieces that they're missing. So, you know, they're having to play with the lineup all the time. I think they're in a tough spot. Now, they have their ace going in Nola, and he's pitched very well as of late, and they're playing the Red Sox. But, you know, you look at on paper every day that they're matching up. Their starters don't match up against a lot of these other teams, Washington, the Mets. They just don't.
Trout hit his 42nd home run today, Joe, and the Angels won. 42 home runs and 400 at bats.
I mean, he's absolutely incredible. When I think of Mike Trout, you think of a guy that is, you know how they used to say Mo was at another level or yep. another league? That's Mike Trout. I mean, as good as so many of these players are, Mike Trout, you know, in his 8 full years, basically, he's had an on base over 400 6 times. He's walked over 100 times 4 times. He's hit over 30 home runs 6 times. In the years that he didn't, he hit 27 and 29. I mean, this guy is a superstar. And to think the numbers that he puts up, and he's probably not really even being pitched to a lot of times.
No, he leads the majors in walks. He's already walked 100. He's already walked 100 times.
I mean, he's an incredible player. The only sad thing is he's not on the East Coast.
Yeah, it definitely, you know, it hasn't cost him MVPs, but it's cost him. He's not the star that he should be. He should be a much bigger star in America than he is because he's Mickey Mantle. He's that good. But he's not in New York. And as you said, he's not on the East Coast. People don't see his games. And he also hasn't been playing in October, which helps a lot, too.
Yeah, I think he should be hands down the face of baseball. And he's one of the faces, but I don't think he's the clear-cut face. And he should be.
Well, what helped Jeter all those years and those guys is they're always in the playoffs every year.
Yes, yes. And they had a chance to really make a name for themselves. And Derek was, you know, he was called a Captain Clutch. He was just such a good player in the playoffs that he really made a name for himself.
Made a big, big difference. So in wrapping up the Mets, can the Mets do it without Diaz? Does Diaz have to, in your mind, can they get around the bullpen and make it? Or do you think Diaz would have to snap two for them to make it?
No, I think they can because, I mean, let's look at the teams that are competing against. Is the Cubs bullpen a knockdown, drag-out bullpen?
No.
Milwaukee?
No. Braves, no.
No. Philly?
Phillies, no.
No. I think Washington's in.
You think Washington's going to get in?
Yes.
Okay.
So, of those teams, I mean,
you think the Mets have a better chance than the Cubs or Milwaukee of getting in?
Yeah, maybe.
So, do you like the Cardinals to make the playoffs or not make the playoffs?
Well, I think the Cubs are going to win the division, and the Cardinals, I think somebody else will take that. If the Mets don't take it, I think it will be the Cardinals for the other wild card.
You do?
Yes.
So you don't think Milwaukee's got enough pitching to get it done?
No, I do not.
Got it. All right, Joe, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care. Joe Girardi, back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.